Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
There's some people here, you may think that God has forgotten you. You may think that it's over, that you've messed up. But I want to let you know and encourage you that God is right there by your side. You hear me? We serve a loving Father. He said, I know the plans that I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. I'm here to encourage someone that you are not forgotten. Amen. I'm going to try, I guess, to talk. I'm going to try not to preach. I'm going to try not to shout. But I just want to encourage you that you are not forgotten. Amen. God's plans for you are good. He's not forgotten you. Amen. He knows the end from the beginning. Amen. The very hairs on your head are numbered. And if like me, you have no hair, listen to me. He knows the eyelashes. He knows everything about us. He ordained us. We did not choose him. He has chosen us and he's ordained us to bring forth fruit. Amen. He's not ordained you to wrath, but obtain eternal life. Thessalonians says, I want to encourage someone out there in podcast land. God has a great plan for your life. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Amen. This is not the time to be turning back. Jesus is round the corner and he's coming again soon. And those that put their hand to the plow looking back are not fit for the kingdom. So keep your hands on the plow and keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. He's coming again soon. You will be rewarded for the work that you have done. I'm going to say this again. You will be rewarded for the work that you have done. Now, let me say that again a third time so someone gets it. You will be rewarded. God will not be in debt to any man. I tell people this all the time. God will not be in debt to any man. I want to reach out to someone here that believes that they've been forgotten. The enemy's been lying to them. I pull down every stronghold. Let me just go into prayer right now. Father, I just want to thank you for each listener right now. Thank you for these precious listeners, these precious souls that you shed your blood for, Lord God, that you came and you died for. But most of all, you rose again triumphantly, Lord. You took what we deserve and you declared us righteous, justified, just as though we've never sinned, God. And I thank you for their life. If they're married, for their marriages, for their families, their children. I thank you for their ministries, Lord God. I thank you for your hand upon their life. I thank you for the work that you're about to do, Father. I thank you and I praise you that you said, eye is not seen and ear is not heard, neither is it entered into the hearts of men, the things which you, God, have in store for them which love you, Lord. But you said you reveal it unto us by your Spirit. So even now, thank you for revelation knowledge. Thank you and I praise you for the anointing that destroys the yoke. I thank you and I praise you for this platform. The Lord, the gospel can be preached freely with liberty, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because you said that, Lord, you're not coming again soon until this gospel is preached throughout the whole earth, Lord God. And this gospel is going forward, Lord God. Lives are being changed. People have been delivered and set free, Lord God. Makaraba Santo, Lord God. Chains are being destroyed. Strongholds are coming down in the lives of believers. Even as the gospel is going forward, we thank you for transformation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because you said who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we just want to thank you for freedom right now. Thank you for liberty. Thank you for what you're about to do in the lives of believers. Thank you for the miracles and the signs and the wonders that will follow the believers today in the mighty name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, we just honor you. We bless you today. And we leave everything in your hands. And we tell you thank you for what you're about to do in our lives. We have an expectation of great things. So thank you and we praise you for the manifestation of your glory. Lord, manifest yourself in our lives. Manifest yourself in our families. Manifest yourself, Father, in every area, Lord. Let there be a manifestation of your glory, Lord God. He said, if we keep your word, if we keep your word, you and your Father will come and abode of us. He said, you'll come and manifest yourself to us, Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you in this dark and dying world where darkness is upon the land, gross darkness is the people. He said, the light will be risen upon us, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you that your people will use every opportunity to share our faith. Preach Christ Jesus, lift up your name. Because he said, if you be lifted up, you draw all men to yourself. So we thank you in advance for what you're about to do. We thank you for the glory be made manifest in the earth. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening the hands and the lives of believers, those who are ready to fall, those who are ready to give up, Lord God, those who are ready to throw in the towel. Lord Father God, we decree and we declare, Lord God, they will not turn back. Lord Father, they will not throw in the towel. Lord, they will not regress, but we decree and we declare that this is the year that they go forward and possess their possession in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, Lord God, you set before us an open door that no one can shut, no man can shut. So that tells us, Lord, there'll be men assigned from hell to try shut doors that you have opened. But you have already told us in Revelation chapter 3 verse 8, you have set this open door that no man can shut. So we thank you for the doors that you're opening. Thank you for the door of utterance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for the door of utterance, even this platform, which is a door of utterance, that the gospel may be preached, that lives may be changed. Yes, oh Father God, and people's eternal destination may be changed forever. Lord, we bless you today and we worship you and we give you the glory that's due unto your name, because it all belongs to you. You are the potter and we are the clay. So we can simply ask you to mold us and shape us into the your son. We surrender to you, Lord God. We surrender our lives to you. We cannot do it of our own. We dare not do it on our own. But Lord, our trust is in you. He said, those that trust in you will never be put to shame. So our trust is in you. Our fathers trusted in you and they were delivered. So our trust is in the God that made heaven and earth, because vain is the help for man. So Lord, we thank you and we bless you and we praise you for the victory, because you are the God that always causes us to triumph. Thank you for victory in every area. Thank you and we praise you. We speak victory in every area of the lives of believers even now. So we give you glory and we give you praise, and we simply tell you thank you tonight. Thank you today for what you're doing in our lives, what you're doing on this platform, and what you're doing, Father. Makaraba Sante, in the hearts of believers all around. We give you glory and we give you praise. And we tell you thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen and amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. It's me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality. I'm a man that likes to preach about revival. I like to preach about revival, preach about soul winning. Amen. I'm a man who likes to preach about, I just like to activate, amen, people into the call of God, the gifts of God that God has placed in their life. I'm here to encourage people. I truly believe many people need encouragement. I'm an encourager, amen. Barnabas was an encourager. When nobody else wanted to know about Saul, because they know what he's past, they know what he's done, they know what he's about, when no one else took him in, Barnabas said, no, I believe this man has changed. He called him a son of consolation, amen, son of encouragement, amen. Barnabas was there. Everybody needs encouragement, amen. So Barnabas is the one that said, no, this man's saved, this man's delivered, he is changed. And he took Saul, took him at his word. When no one wanted to know, he took him at his word. Why? He was an encourager. I like to encourage people. I truly believe there needs to be more leaders in this world that want to raise up other leaders. I'm tired of leaders that are intimidated by other leaders or intimidated by the new generation. My job as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yes, I'm a pastor, I'm also a street evangelist. I evangelize on the street. That's God's heartbeat of souls. That's why he sent his son. He's not willing that none should perish but all should come to repentance. My heartbeat is souls, but I am so tired of men, of leaders, of women that don't want to see other people surpass them or grow up into the call of God. There are so many leaders. I don't know why I'm going here so early, so quickly. There are so many leaders, listen, this kingdom is not a competition. Let me say this again, the kingdom is not competition. I'm going to say it again for the benefit of the tape. The kingdom is not competition. The Bible says those that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. Amen. I'm going to run my race. You have to run your race. The only person I'm in competition with is the old Kevin Treasure. That's the only person I'm in competition with. I'm in competition with the Kevin Treasure that I saw last year. He better be better this year. Amen. And the next year coming, he better be better still. Amen. So we're not in competition with one another. I cannot do what some bishops can do, apostles do, what other pastors do. I don't want to do that. I want to do what God has called me to do. We must run our race. And I truly believe my job as a minister is to encourage and grow up and train and edify other young ministers coming up. Amen. To push people into the call of God for their life. If you're an evangelist, I'm here to push you into the call that God has for your life. If you're a bishop, I'm here to push you. If God has called you to be a prophet, a prophetess, amen. If God has called you to be an intercessor, pastor, I'm here to push you into the call of God has on your life. If you're called to the marketplace, I'm here to push you into the call of God. Some of us may not be called to the fivefold ministry. Some of us may be called called to the workplace, the marketplace, may be called into politics, into science, into entertainment, into music. Amen. Just be sensitive to the call of God. I'm here to push you into whatever call God has on your life. Because if I'm doing the will of God, you're doing the will of God, and 500 other million or 6 billion people are doing the will of God, the enemy's in trouble, the enemy's in problems. But the problem is many people are not doing the will of God because of intimidation and witchcraft control. But we break the spirit of control and witchcraft off the lives of God people even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that every witchcraft, everything that held people back, everything that delayed people, derailed people and distracted people from walking into the call of God for their life, I break its power now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I break the spirit of distraction in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit to try to derail people and hinder people and deny people access to what God has called them to do. I break those spirits. I bind them. I destroy them. Pull down strongmans. I bind strongmans now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I loose people into their destiny, into the call, into the assignment and the plan that God has for their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to let you know that you're not forgotten. When people tried to stop Joseph, there was jealousy. Now, some people may be around your life, may be jealous of the call. And I tell people, anytime you have someone that's jealous of someone else, they don't know what God has for them. I'm going to say that again. Jealousy only signifies that the fact that the person is jealous does not know what they possess. Because if you knew what you possess, you don't need to be jealous of no one. Because no one can do what you can do. There's no one like you. Amen. You are unique. Amen. You are God's blueprint. You are God's handiwork. Amen. He said he's called us his handiwork. So there's no need to be jealous of the next man or the next woman. Amen. Because what God has called you to do, no one else can do. I'm going to say that again. What God has called you to do, no one else can do. You don't need to be jealous of the next man's ministry, next man's family, marriage, finances, car, house, home. Listen to me. Those are not things to be jealous of. Amen. Amen. You must know what God has called you to do. So I'm here to push people into the call of God and the assignment of God and the plan of God for their life. I'm here to push people forward to fulfill the will of God, because Jesus is coming again soon. He said, behold, I come quickly, and there's a reward. There's a reward. He said, behold, I come quickly. So please, I'm here to encourage people. And it doesn't matter who you are. They tried to stop Joseph. They tried to hinder Joseph. They threw him in the pit. His own brothers. This was not strangers. I want to let you know, some of the attacks that you're going to incur as a Christian ain't going to come from people that are far. They're going to come from people that are near. They're going to come from kinsmen. They're going to come from folk. They're going to come from friends, sometimes even family. Amen. My late bishop used to say, listen, even the people that you lie down with, all the people that you eat with, the Bible says, even my familiar friend that I ate bread with, amen, has lifted up his heel against me. So listen to me, attacks ain't going to come from the enemies. It's going to come from people that are close. And the enemy is going to launch attacks. Joseph was thrown into a pit, sold, amen, to the Midianites, sold into Egypt. But listen, the Bible says continually, the Lord was with him. And I want to let you know, I don't care what state you find yourself in, listen to me, the Lord is with you. If there's a title for this, listen to me, the God will cause you to be remembered. There's some people in ministry and you've done good, you keep doing good, you've been sowing, you've been giving, amen, and you may have given your money, you've been sowing your money, sowing your time, amen, and you say, God, I've been doing all this good, and it's like you've forgotten me. I want to let you know, you're not forgotten. The title of this is, may you be remembered in the mighty name of Jesus. God is not forgotten you. May you be remembered. There's some people that have been sowing, you've been doing good, you've been doing good to other people's children, you've been in ministry and you're faithful, and you say, God, I've been faithful, but look, God, nothing's happening. It's like you've forgotten me. I want to let you know, God is never late. He's always on time. He has not forgotten you. Some of you, God has called you as intercessors, and you've been interceding, and you've been praying, supplications, thanksgiving. Some of you are 5 a.m. warriors. Some of you are midnight warriors. Some of you are midday warriors. Some of you, God has called you for night watches, amen, a 3 a.m. watch, and a 5 a.m. watch, and a midnight watch. Some of you are faithful in your prayer, in your intercession for the church, for the ministry that you're part of, or the man of God, or the woman of God that God has placed you under. And some of you have been called to pray for ministries, and called to pray for specific families. families or specific countries, and you think, God, I've been praying, but God, nothing is happening. I want to let you know that God has not forgotten you. God has heard your cry. Some of you have given and you've sold and you've sold and you've sold, and it's like, God, you said, when I give, it shall be given back to me, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into my bosom. You're like, where is God? Where is God? And I'm gonna let you know, listen to me, you've been filling up your account like the book of Philippians chapter 4. Listen to me, you've been filling up your account, and listen to me, God is saying it's time to make a withdrawal. I have not forgotten you. I have not forgotten your work. I've not forgotten your labor of love. I'm speeding ahead, so let me slow down in the mighty name of Jesus. But I want to remind someone that God has not forgotten you. And as we know about Joseph, he was sold into Egypt and he was sold into Potiphar's house. But I want to remind you, the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph, amen, and he caused everything that he touched to prosper. I'm going to read it here. And the Bible says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him on the hand of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he had, all that he did, to prosper in his hand. Amen. So I want to let you know, no matter where you are, the Lord is with you. He's causing you to prosper. You may not have the big car, the big house. It's not about those things. Amen. The Bible says, listen, I've learned to be content. Amen. When I have abounding, when I have nothing, learn to be content with what you have. Why? Because he said he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. And when people see that the Lord is with you, people may desire you. And as you know, that Joseph, amen, he was in the house of his master and his master's wife wanted him. But listen, he was a man of integrity. And many of you are listening to me at the sound of my voice. You're men and you're women of integrity. Amen. You're men of integrity. You're women of integrity. You're not going to do what some people do to get what they want. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to mess up my integrity. I'm not going to mess up my character. I'm going to stay on the straight and narrow. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. Amen. I'm not going to lapse here. I'm not going to not pay my taxes. I'm not going to do things that other people are doing to get fame, to get fortune, to get a name. It's not about a name. It's about his name, the name that is above every other name. It's about the name that is above every other name. And that name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. And the Bible says that she lied on him and he got thrown in prison. But even in prison, the Lord was still with him. And even into the direst moments, he must have thought, in the years that he got sold to Egypt, in the years that he was in prison, he must have truly forgot, man, God has forgotten me. But I want to let you know, and you may be in the same situation, you may be thinking, boy, God has forgotten me. I want to let you know that God has not forgotten you, amen. God has not forgotten you. God is not unfaithful to forget your labor of love. Some of you have labored in love. You've labored in tears. You've labored, you've helped people. You've brought people under your home. You brought people into your home. You've gone out on the street. Amen. You've fed the sick, you've fed those that are hungry, you've clothed the naked, you've gone to hospitals and you've ministered to those that are sick, amen. You've ministered to those that are sick and those that are distressed. You've gone into prison. Many of you have gone into prisons, and you're not doing it because you want something, but you're saying, God, when is it going to grow? God, when are you going to show your power? God, when am I going to get increased? God, when I want to increase, I want to see more souls saved. I want to see more people come to know you. And you're there and you're saying, God, I want changes. God, it's like you've forgotten me, like you're not hearing my cry. I want to let you know that God has heard your cry. And the Bible says the butler, I believe the butler and the baker, amen, also came into prison, and they both had dreams. The Bible says they both had a dream on the same night. And the Bible says the captain of guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued the season in the ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And the butler and the baker, the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in unto them in the morning and looked upon them. And behold, they were sad. Can you imagine that? You go to prison, you're like, they were sad. Well, yeah, I'm in prison. But that tells you the kind of character that Joseph had. Even though he was in prison, he still wasn't sad. Even though he was in prison, he still had the joy of the Lord. Can you learn to have the joy of the Lord when nothing is going right? Can you have the joy of the Lord when it looks like everything is going against you? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Listen, don't let any situation, no circumstance, no happenstance, don't let anything steal your joy. If you can just keep your joy, you can keep your strength. Say that again. If you can keep your joy, you can keep your strength. Amen. And the Bible says he asked Pharaoh's officers with him in the ward and the Lord's house, wherefore do you look sadly today? And when they said unto them, we have both dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter. And Joseph said unto them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me them, I pray thee. And the chief butler told him his dream. And to cut on Shime, the chief butler told him his dream. And he told him, listen, in 3 days, man, Pharaoh's going to take off your head. And the butler told him his dream, the cupbearer. And he said, in 3 days, you're going to be restored. But Joseph said one thing. He said, remember me. Remember me. Tell Pharaoh about me. Remember me. And the Bible says that they didn't remember him. The butler totally forgot about him. He said, after 2 whole years, Genesis 41 verse 1, Pharaoh dreamed a dream. Listen to me, when it's your time, God will cause you to be remembered. But I want to let you know it is now the time. Listen to me, they've done some good to people, and there's some people that have gone on, and listen to me, it's like they've forgotten you. I want to let you know that God is causing you to be remembered. The Bible says 2 whole years passed, but Pharaoh had a dream. And that's when the butler, that's when the wine bearer said, listen to me, I remember there's a man. Listen to me, your gift will cause you to be remembered. Some of you are good mechanics. Some of you are good preachers. Some of you can evangelize. Some of you have the gift of healing. Some of you have a deliverance ministry. And listen to me, there's some people that you've delivered, you've set free, they've gone about their business, and it may look like they've forgotten you. But listen to me, there's some people that are saying, listen, I know a man in Jamaica.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.